Hello and welcome. My name is Rich. I use the he him pronouns, and this is my YouTube channel where I play amazing tabletop role playing games. It is Saturday as we record this, and therefore it is time for Star Wars Saturdays, my ongoing anthology campaign where I take small press indie RPGs and hacks, reskin or drift them. Whatever terminology you like, and say, "Hey, it's a Star Wars game now," and we are playing Fellowship. Fellowship is a game from Liberi Gothica. Is a powered by the apocalypse role playing game, which means that it is narrative first. The mechanics are there, but I would say it's a medium crunch kind of game. A little crunchy, more crunchy, meaning more moves, more things going on than your typical PBTA or Powered by the Apocalypse Fair, but still nowhere near like a Pathfinder level of mechanisms and engines and the like. We are deep into this campaign that we hope to bring to a close by the end of May. We shall see. The Fellowship is in Zinj's Empire, which I know that Disney got rid of all the legends, but that's a legends that I wanted to bring back. Kind of like how they brought back Thrawn. If they can, we can. And there he is, in the giant head of Warlord Zinj. So Zinj's Empire is an Imperial remnant. This is after the Return of the Jedi movie, before the Mandalorian TV show series really begins, in that middle space of 5 years. The New Republic is continuing to free the galaxy from the clutches of the Empire, but there is this Imperial remnant under the hateful eye of Warlord Zinj, and our Fellowship is trying to free it a little bit of support. They have had some victories, most recently, the Lieutenant or the boss of Dathomir has been defeated by them. They've also suffered some setbacks, such as the planet of Varlon. There is a their queen has been deposed, and there is an imperial puppet in charge there. Even though it's like five steps down on the royal lineage, for some reason the Empire was like, "I pick you." Who knows why they would do such a thing? Just, throwing all of Varlon's history to the winds. And Judaz von Varlok is the regent of Varlon. We ended the game with the Fellowship having helped Dathomir come to freedom. A woman by the name of Whisper Achiss, former noblewoman who ran a bar and also had a large number of connections who aided the rebellion. She now is trying to step up to fill the vacuum, the power vacuum in Dathomir, with hopes that it will be a freer, less imperial friendly area. As a result, you guys had a fellowship move. You chose a one-time favor from Whisper. And I believe you wanted to know about the players. We're stepping a little bit out, but you had hoped to deal with the next leader of the Empire, a Queen Nolus Sintel, a Zygarian of the Zygarian Slave Empire, which is in the upper corner of Zinj's Empire. And there were some wishes or desires to do some downtime stuff, and that is how we will start. So we need to do some recovery, a few downtime moves, conversations, a little bit of a less, at least the beginning of the session, less intense, perhaps. And so that's where I hope to grant that wish. Let's go quickly around the horn for a brief reintroduction of our characters, because Tyler's back with us this session, and also Steven. Some things have changed. Oh man, Steve, I just realized your background is a lie, a dirty lie that breaks my heart. I'll let you kick it
Working
off.
on it.
I knew you would. Also, if you want, I'll let you go last then, and we'll see if you could how quickly you work. And if you're not done, it's okay. Tyler, welcome back. If you could introduce yourself and remind us about your character.
Absolutely. I'm Tyler, he have pronouns, and I'm playing Matron Shavelza Andries, who is a Dathomiri witch, who is, I am also playing the Nemesis Playbook, which is kind of caught in the liminal space between the Fellowship and the big boss, the top dog, Warlord Azinge. I have been helping the Empire to basically try to get where I could get back my planet and free them and perhaps put myself in charge. Seems my planet is somewhat free now, but I am not in charge, so two steps forward, one step back. But along with this, I have also taken a great deal of interest in Prince Darren. I see the potential in his use of the Force, and this has intrigued me. And I kind of have found that Nanta is a bit of my conscience and may be pricking a little at the darkness that surrounds my soul and bringing me out of it somewhat.
Dang it. Fascinating. Excellent. Thank you so much, Tyler. Greg, if you could introduce yourself and remind us about your character.
Hey, I'm Greg. I use he, him pronouns. I am playing Zop Books, also he, him pronouns. Zop is now a war machine. Previously, Zop was pulled away by the very dangerous and now very dead Falkeen. Oh, where does she go? She's dead now. Lady Cynefalkine. And she was going to take me away and give me away to the bounty hunting guild. I said no. Whole bunch of wackadoodle nonsense later, she tried to, oh no, oh no, I have offended Tyler with the killing of Cynefalkine.
Yes, she did. Do it sound okay? I
Yes,
switched
you sound
mics.
fine. I was
Okay.
waiting for Tyler to rejoin.
Yeah,
Because
that's fair. That's fair. Here, we'll just pause the recording until Tyler's able to rejoin us.
pause.
All right. Sorry for the interruption. Greg, you were telling us about how Zupps had become a war machine.
Yes. So, at the end of last session, Cynefalkine was attempting to sway our prince to allow her to join us on our journey. And Zop was having none of it. And when Darren asked me and I evoked to some way their heirs core move, yes, my liege. We kind of retconned it that way. But Zop refused and stabbed Cinna and felt nothing. Felt no relief, felt no satisfaction in revenge, and thus has gained the war machine. I am now a threat to the world, and I'm really good at killing people. Finally, Zapbox has got a mechanical advantage for killing people because Zap is really bad at it. Anyways, yeah, that's me.
Excellente. Good. So let us now move on to our Jedi. Cody, if you could introduce yourself and tell us about your character.
What's up? It's me, Cody. I use he, him pronouns. I play Oron the Jedi, also uses he, him pronouns. Oron. He's been following the path of the Wayseeker for a long time now. That means he's not really a part of the Order as it was. He's following his bliss out there in the galaxy, going where the Force wills him, because obviously it has a plan. It has led him to this, a apprentice question mark, who doesn't listen to him, dabbles in the dark side overtly, chooses the path of anger and vengeance over anything. Oron's having a tough time. You know, he's like the teacher's like, I know you got potential, but man, you are getting in with the wrong kids. And you know, maybe he's tired of it. Maybe he's not, maybe he's out of this game. Maybe he's not meant to be a teacher anymore. We'll find out how Oron's doing this time on our game.
That was great. This time on. Sweet. And then last but not least is our good buddy Steven. If you could introduce yourself and tell us about your character.
Yeah, my name is Steven. My pronouns are he, him. I'm playing Nanta, who is an Ewok whose pronouns are also he, him. And Nanta is accompanied by the droid R0 that we saw in the last session. R0 was crushed and damaged. And I think that R0 will either take some time to repair or might be damaged beyond repair. We'll have to see. Right now, Nanta has a translator device with that hangs in a chain around his neck so that people can understand him and translate, you know, that translates for him. And mechanically, he's taking his mount, which we saw many sessions ago. He had made friends by feeding a Corellian hound, and he is going to use Brux, the Corellian hound, as his mount.
Hooray! I thought we got the cute Brux. Very fun stuff. During the break, unplanned break, we found out a good stuff about resin and resin models, and that was neat stuff. So, let us begin at the beginning. You guys are currently on your Diligent Spark, the old Clone Wars era Republic cruiser that serves as your flagship. If you recall, your Kay is not with us. For those who may have already noticed, Darren Von Warlock will be NPC'd here, the heir, and the heir is in a bad way, had a couple of stats damage mechanically, and was not in the best of moods, and so Darren will be avoiding people. And pursuant to some of the wishes that we have, this is a time when you can choose to recover, when you can also take a bit of downtime. You've successfully freed most of the populace of Dathomir. You know that things will need to move and shift around before you can make your next move. Perhaps you want to engage some of your rebellion moves to make that happen. So let's go around the horn. And I'm going to tap people, but don't feel like you have to have a solo scene. If you're interested in bringing other PCs in, you can. But I am curious, in speaking with or catching up with Auron right now. Auron, you've recently had the revelation of your son, who has appeared to you, that he has pretty obviously fallen from the light, but he is not yet born. And your relationship, which you had held in secret, it's one of the things that wounded Darren the most. So I'm curious, now that you guys have some time away from the tumult out in the black, the inky black of space.
Yeah.
What do you do?
So point of order, Auron's son is born. Auron, remember it.
Sorry. That's right. Back he was born away. Yes. Thank you for reminding me of that. I apologize. He's still a babe.
He is but a babe, and he is under the care and protection of Freyr, the twin to Freya, the Lothwolf. Auron is on the ship, and I think he feels Darren's point of being hurt by this secret. Auron both sees it and doesn't see it. In a way, he thinks, you know, Versi and I are advisors. You've cared nothing about our personal lives. It's just that you felt like we had something that you didn't know about. And in a way, Auron feels that is kind of, I think, from a place of it's Darren's privilege as royalty, as a prince. And that is something Auron has felt, you know, for a long time, that there's this nature of is monarchy a mistake? Is it actually a beneficial thing to these people, these planets? And I think this recent experience with Darren on Dathomir is having him question that more. And so he's having a kind of philosophical and heart-to-heart discussion with Versi in their quarters. When the ship landed to rescue us, you know, he openly showed his affection for Versi, and now he has no qualms about it being open knowledge that the two of them share this experience. And so yeah, I don't necessarily know that we need to role play it any further than that. It's just kind of a heated, maybe not heated, Oran's pretty exhausted, and so maybe it's kind of that, it's him feeling like this isn't going the way he thought it would, and he's having trouble seeing the path through. And you know, several hours of Versi and him talking about, well, you know, what happened back on the planet, maybe it would be better if there wasn't any royals, that they could be put in place as puppet masters for the Empire. You know, well, yeah, I'm not sure if we want to have that scene or not. That's where Auron's head's at.
I think that's interesting. I'd like to at least dip a toe into it, because I'd like to hear Auron express some of these beliefs. So maybe we pick up with her reaction. I understand your concerns, but what else would you propose? What is a better form of government?
A better system? The Republic used to be a thing. It's not so far lost that we can't reclaim the power of democracy. Yes, there are planets that still have monarchies, and they have...
Democracy. Have you seen? To be honest, one person, one vote. I'm sorry. There are many fools in the galaxy.
Yes.
A republic, I can understand. Democracy is foolish.
Yes, it can be when those people are led astray, but it doesn't have to be. And I do feel that the majority of the people are good. And then an even smaller fraction of those are good leaning. They're open to leadership. It's not even those that some would call fools, they're not a detriment to the people. They're not a detriment to the galaxy. They just don't have the tools or the education or the leadership to guide them in places. And I don't know that leadership because of bloodline and privilege means anything. We've seen what this family does. We've seen the way they try to lead. And yes, a great king, a great prince, a great queen, they can have a great impact on their people. But just as easily, their son, their daughter can be evil. They can be truly evil. They can be a part of the Empire and the forces that they represent. And what untold suffering will they immediately cause on their people? All because they were born to the previous good king. Why should we allow that to be the continued way? How is that going to help our son to grow up in a world where all it takes is, oh, petty squabbling amongst cousins, one of them gets mysteriously injured in a speeder crash, and now the one who's willing to go to those depths for power is in charge.
Speak as if that is something that Voron's ever experienced. This is the first time. This Judas is a regent. It is only a minor inconvenience.
Do you believe that Darren would be better? Speak true. What we've seen on this journey, what we've tried to guide him in, do you think he would do better right now? If we went back to Vorlock and they announced him as king, would he be better?
That is awesome. That is so good. And just to state out loud, Zop is right outside the door.
Yeah, I kind of want to head a confrontation with Oron about his apprentice.
Whoa. We're on about his apprentice. Interesting. What an
I could do
interesting thing
that,
to.
or I would be talking to Nanta about Darren.
Cool. So let's pick up Oron's question. This is a thing that Zop gets to hear the answer to, and I think I'd like to see you speak softly to her.
Okay. Moves, huh? Love that. All
Yeah,
right.
she is not going to just open up with her opinions.
Speak softly. Oh, it's talk sense, and then speak softly is my move that modifies that. Is that what it is?
No, there's the speak softly move and the basic moves. I think
What?
you've
Oh,
got
there
a
it is. I see it. I see
modifier
it.
to it. It's
Listen.
with wisdom.
So many different talk moves. All right. Yeah, wisdom.
I love it. I love that there's so many talky talk moves.
Okay, and
I
my
have not
modifier
opened the
for.
roller. What's going on with me? Oh my.
My wisdom's plus two, and 2d6 plus two, we get a 10.
You get a 10. Okay, well.
Honestly, should I be rolling with hope anyways? I mean, Percy and I share a very, tight bond. We have a child, but it's okay. Sometimes that makes it difficult. Go ahead. I got a 10, so I get whatever I want from this move, right?
You can roll a third die if you want, if that makes you feel good, but you're not going to
mean,
get
it
more than
might.
you got. Cool. So, 10 plus, they must answer each question honestly. And I feel like, what can she tell you about her feelings on Darren? Like, that's one of the move results and questions. And she hesitates and she says, this has been a very arduous journey for him. On Varlon, I felt as if he listened to Chirdal and I. And I had hoped that you might be able to guide him. But I worry that he has chosen a dark path.
He has turned from my guidance at every turn because we have allowed him to hold on to that artifact. He lords over us on this ship, that it is his ship, that this is his crew.
That
We
technically
need,
is his ship.
technically it is, but technically what he is doing is of the dark side. And we need to step up and make a choice for Darren. Not
As you
just.
know, I do not break the galaxy into equal halves of light and dark.
You don't yet. And that truly is something I value, Percy. I value that of you. It helps me navigate that sliver that's in the middle. But it is two halves. There is the light and there is the dark. And these people who preach about the gray, that's not what it is. The gray is momentary acts of light and dark. What Darren is doing is endangering him, it is endangering us. And should we succeed in our quest, it endangers the people of his planet. If we care about them and we care about what good a monarchy can be, we cannot allow what is happening in his quarters right now to continue. His mind is being poisoned by dark side power.
And we must do something.
We must. And maybe then he'll listen to reason and he'll listen to our guidance.
So don't forget, you've got two more questions,
Oh
but
man, I have
I do
questions.
love that Zop, the idea of Zop coming in at this point after you've just come to like an agreement with your beloved. So there's a chime, someone at the door, and then the door opens. Sure. And Versi turns, her hand reaching for where her blaster is not, because she is not armed. And you see the war machine. Zapu.
Oran.
Yes, Zap.
I knew you must have sensed my presence.
I did. It is difficult to ignore the presence you leave in the forest. And also, your boots are quite heavy on the floor. But yes, I noticed, Zap.
I couldn't help it over here, and I can't help but agree.
I knew you would, friend. I knew you would. We should discuss this with Nanta as well.
The best way to get Nanta is to cook some food.
Indeed, and I could use a bite myself. Let's go to the galley. Let's find a meal.
I love that it ticks Nanta off being our cook if you start cooking in the kitchen without him. Start moving things around.
Yeah,
Like when you have company.
we can't find Nanta, so we just go to the kitchen and start making noise, and Nanta will appear. Yeah, so I think Oran, leaves. He turns to Versi, gives her a kiss. He says, "Thank you for speaking with me on this. Thank you for listening. Perhaps I was unfair. There has been a lot in the past few days, and I haven't even begun to tell you about what I have experienced. Trust me, I do want what's best for Darren and the planet."
I do trust you. And then her eyes slide over to Zop, and she leaves unsaid whether or not she trusts Zop Books.
Oran turns, leaves through the ship, starts leading Zop to find the kitchen. Yeah.
So, Nanta, how is it that you know when people are in the galley?
So I can smell whenever somebody's cooking or doing something, around about with food. I have a pretty good sense of smell. And I'm actually at this point in a so I'm in a back storeroom where, look at the ship. I'm in a back storeroom. It's not like the ship is really big enough to get lost in. However, this is where all the junk goes. And I think back here there is literally like, this is where I put the parts to R0. To be repaired later. In the background, we see like some other droids and some other equipment and like a destroyed speeder and all that kind of stuff that are kind of out there. And I think Brux has come along. We see Brux kind of, nose at R0 and, kind of like whine a little bit. And Nanta says, later, we have other more important things right now. And he walks over and he pulls out part of the seat for the speeder and kind of, starts kind of tying it together and makes like a little saddle for Brux. And then as he's in the middle of like stitching and everything, and this is just completely a repurposed, piece of junk that we see. And all of a sudden he like puts his nose up and then heads off like lickety-split, like toddling as fast as he can towards the galley.
Nice. And I think the camera as Nanta was building the saddle, the camera keeps panning down, and Brooks brought you a small, like, stuffed ball, and you were still working on the saddle. And then Brooks brought you part of a droid's arm, not R0's, but like some other droid's arm, and you did nothing with that. So there's this array of four different items that Brooks has continued to bring you in hopes of enticing to for you to throw. But you were
Right.
working on the saddle. Saddle's nearly done when you catch a whiff and head off to the formal dining area, which is not far, as we have
And
discussed it.
I think the fans actually recognize that the one of the droid arms that comes up is a battle droid arm. They're like, "Oh, I know that one."
Yes. Maybe on, like, in Arbish, it says Roger, Roger on the underside of the arm. Just for
So
silliness.
I come, running into the galley, shouting, and I, you hear the indignant response in my voice, but I think the temporary vocoder thing that I have is very flat toned and, you know, is like, what are you doing?
Nata, it's wonderful to see you. We thought we might share a meal. And I was trying my hand at something. I've learned it. It was many years ago. But perhaps, well, I don't know where anything is in here, if I'm honest.
And he walks over to like a sizzling skillet and like, you know, dips like a little spoon spatula thing in it and sniffs it and wrinkles his nose and he's like, and takes a taste and pulls out, like reaches over and there's like a little cubby hole, pulls out some spices and starts spicing it up.
Spices, that's a bit decadent for me. I usually eat things a little bit bland on the road. Not often you have, but this is wonderful, Nanta. You know exactly what you're doing. Zop and I have something to discuss with you, but first, let's eat.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I serve like a little meal. The two of you go sit down. I think we have like a small table that we can sit down at. And you know, I mix some stuff up. I pull some stuff out that's probably, it's not hard tack like what we've got had out in the field. It's a little bit better than that. So it's like some rice or bread that comes out of like a maker, like, you know, a rice maker or a bread maker. And I pull that out and I set that out. Maybe with like a little side dish that comes out of like one of the coolers and everything. So you dip the bread in it a little bit while I'm cooking. What else? What do you have to say?
Zop, why don't you take it away?
Just give like a side glance so we're
Nada.
concerned about Darren. He follows a
Is he
dangerous
injured?
path.
Spiritually, I believe so.
We all follow a dangerous path.
But his is more dangerous.
His is a danger of his own making. We fight against injustice, against the Empire in this sector. That's true. Darren has taken on an adversary all his own, and one that he is not allowing us to help in the fight. I'm speaking of his precious, his artifact, his holocron. The thing found
Nonsense dismissive, like, oh, whatever.
I know it you might not understand it. It is some arcane technology of the distant past, but these things have power. And my people, the Jedi, we create them as repositories of our master's learning. You can meditate with one. And in doing so, you can speak with those masters of the past who can then give you their knowledge, their guidance. Much of their personality can be contained in these devices. The dark side, those people who've followed it, the Sith, the Witches of Dathomir, they can do it too. And I believe the holocron that Darren keeps with him, night and day, clutched to his chest, is whispering evil to him. I believe it is a Sith holocron, and inside it is a malevolent force wishing to push Darren to the dark. It encourages acts of violence, it encourages acts of rashness. You saw what he did when we approached the tower with those slavers. Yes, it may have been a right thing to do, but it may not have been the good thing to do. Do you understand, Nanta? There is a fine difference.
I think Nanta's gotten through cooking and walks over, puts a few dishes on the table. I think he's made one for Darren as well. And it just kind of sits there And then he pulls out like a little block, and sets it down on the, on the bench seat next to everybody, and climbs up and sits on top of that, so he can reach up to the top of the table comfortably. And he says, "I understand, and my people, when we have a young one who is headed in the wrong direction, as you said, maybe they bully others when no one's looking, or they take chances out among the forest whenever they, chances that they shouldn't take. It's usually wiser. Our wise people don't tell them what to do and what not to do. Our chiefs tell them they are a part of the clan and become even more close friends with them and show them through experience what's safe and what's not. Are you suggesting that you need to pay more attention to Darren and be a better friend to him? To better show him your path?"
Those are wise words, Nanta. Your people are wise. It feels differently when the youth in question possesses such power of their own. Not just control over people, Darren is a prince, but his connection with the stillness, as they call it, the force. It is a great power, and it is one that allows them to, even if they stray but a little, do an incredible amount of harm. And it feels that we need to take larger action to prevent that. But I don't disagree. The youth don't want to hear what you want to offer. And I have tried, believe you me, I have tried to lead by example with Darren, but that's not what Darren wants. What Darren wants from me is to see me laser sword out, slicing down enemies. That is not the path of the light, but that is what Darren wishes. When I lead by example, he doesn't see it. It feels. Perhaps I'm wrong, but how can he hear our voices when he's listening to the whispers so close to his heart?
It must be destroyed.
Think I'm my pop on in here.
I was hoping you would.
I'll be using my following the let's see. I'll be using my From the Shadows, and I think I've been there a while. I picked up Hide in Plain Sight. So I think I've heard this conversation. I think somewhere in here I had felt through the force and following the webs, knew that something was endangering Darren and his teachings, that and so I think I'll make myself apparent by "So your desire, Jedi, is to force your will upon the prince."
I think as soon as you appear, Oren like stands up quickly and reaches for his saber that doesn't exist. And
"I do not come to fight you."
Nanta leans over and kind of pushes at the plate that was made for Darren and goes, "Sit down, eat."
"Thank you. And I will come over and I will sit."
Oren will gesture to the table and sit back down.
"Nanta, I believe what that is unfair of me. Perhaps I will say my impression is that Oren has been taught the ways of the Jedi and believes that the only safe use of the Force is through those teachings. The Force moves through us all, and the Jedi, despite what they may believe, are not the sole inheritors. Darren has his own path to follow. If you inflict your will upon him, Jedi, do you believe your teachings will take? Or will, like so many other Jedis before him, will he turn to destruction and hate?
Matron, you misunderstand me. I've spent many years in this galaxy. I know the Jedi is not the only path, but I also know that inaction, not putting him on any path, is not the same as allowing him to be influenced by this holocron. You are cautioning us against influencing our will on him too strongly. I hear you, and I agree. But we cannot then allow this artifact of malevolence of unknown origin to instead poison his mind. That is not Darren making choices. That is whatever's in there working through him. If we remove that holocron, I would not then enforce the Jedi beliefs on Darren. I would merely free him to pursue his own path. We cannot allow him to clutch this artifact of evil tight to his chest every night, every waking moment, and say that we are letting him do his own path, letting him make his own mistakes. That is not the same thing.
And not to
But,
allow Jedi.
yes, but if you take, if I understand, this artifact represents his people and his ancestors, and that's an important thing. We should all know about the importance of our past. But with him, if you take this from him, he will surely fall into despair and hatred. However, if he chooses to leave it and not follow its teachings, then you have set him on the correct path. You need to be his friend, not his officer.
I come to this group, and now the matron, not to say what I need to do. I'm speaking of all of us. Nante, it is not up to just me to convince Darren to lead a better path. I respect the
I
wisdom that
think
you offer.
it is up to us to show him if there have been things that were evil that were done. What were the evil events that took place? He killed a bunch of Dathomiri on the planet?
He acted in anger, which, yes, it is the Jedi way to not do so. But there was a bloodlust in him that he did not need to take. He, when it came time to dispatch our foe, Terran Malakos, on Dathomir, he did it not for justice, not for the rebellion, but he did it out of anger. He did it for his own power.
He did it out of anger, but did he do it out of desire for his own power? Is anger not a part of who we all are? Zob, do you not feel anger and act upon it?
I find I feel nothing now.
I'll give a very appraising look. This is probably the first time I've seen you since what must be some change. And I'll narrow my eyes. You are not as I have known you in the past. What has befallen you, Sokol?
I see my purpose now clearly.
What purpose is that, Zop?
To end the rule of Zinj. Everything else to this moment has been a distraction. I believe we are all aligned on that.
Zop, there was a person that Darren was going to allow on the ship under armed guard, not doom them to death on Dathomir. And you made a choice of your own that surely isn't going to lead Darren into a place of righteousness. You acted and you killed,
I
yes,
did.
an enemy of yours, but they were, the threat was over in that moment.
No. Now the threat is over. Now Zinj must fall.
I'm going to turn to Nanta as matrons eliciting this evil laugh. My goodness. I'm going to turn to Nanta and say, our own fellowship, the other members, are not capable of walking such a righteous path to inspire Darren to the right one.
Now it is not only Prince Darren that is not to be allowed his emotions. Now others of your fellowship are not allowed.
Matron,
This the way, Jedi?
emotions are welcome. It is how you act upon them that does good or evil in the galaxy. You can be angry that someone wronged you, but to then wrong another because you are angry does not make it correct, does not make it somehow beautiful to act on your emotions. Controlling yourself is a higher calling than going with any whim.
Zappa angrily slams his cup down. And will Zinj control himself?
Oh,
No.
you made him feel, Oren, how impressive.
No, Zop. Zinj will not control himself. But if we do not, then we risk changing Zinj's remnant into another bloodthirsty regime. We must be careful this path we walk. What we do can be filled with deeds of the dark. And so we must enshrine ourselves in light.
All too clearly, I see that you may hesitate.
It is not
You may
hesitation.
hesitate when the need is there.
It is not hesitation.
The food was very good, Nata. And Zop will get up and leave.
Nanta turns to those that are left and says, we've all been brought together here with a common purpose. Oren, you seem to be our conscience, the one that tells us the direction. Zop is the arm that wields the weapon. And I'm the one that fills the belly. And I turn to Javalia, the matron, and I'm not sure what you are yet, or if you're even a part of this. But you seem to want to be. And Darren is the heart. And we don't want him to lose his way. But we can't force it. We force it, that rigidity will break him and break us. We have a common goal.
If you are right, Hunter, and you believe the Holocron controls Darren, I do not believe this. I believe he listens and is learning. It does not force its beliefs, though it may tempt. But if you believe its control is too great, then perhaps he must teach a better way.
Oron, you have strong beliefs about what should happen to Darren's artifact. And I believe that you have his best interests in mind. But perhaps your followings are too rigid, in that they could cause more damage than more damage than is needed. Things like this have happened in the past with your people. Chavelsa, could you have a discussion with Darren? And I think we lay out the history of like the violence he has done. And some of that violence was against your people who were following the wrong groups, following the wrong leader. Orin, is this something that we could discuss, that the matron could discuss with Darren, that would be acceptable to you?
You ask me to allow our nemesis into the quarters of our prince to have a chat with him.
It's always allowed with you, isn't it, Orin?
Trust. Trust in the force that maybe this was the way.
Here is something I have found in the path of the Wayseeker. To trust that things are meant to be the way they are meant to be can lead to greater harm through inaction. I believe that when I set out on this path and left the order behind, I left my people to ruin because there were people like me who sought what is right outside of the, yes, rigid structures of the order. And so now the discussion is, oh, well, maybe in time he'll choose another path. Maybe in time he'll let this thing go. Do you let a poisoned wound continue to taint the whole? Or do you treat the poison? That is all I ask. I do not ask to then take the victim and put them in a new world. I ask that we treat the poison. After that, Darren is free to choose as he wishes, to go as he wishes, but at the very least, he will not die to that poison. And it is not me allowing anything as much as me knowing whether or not I need to stand in the way to make what is right what occurs.
Do you think that your path is the only path that will save him? There are many paths to the Force, Despite what you may think, I'm not a ravaging beast of the dark. I walk the path that you so casually dismiss, that my sisters have walked for millennia. There is a gray path. Your inability to see it does not make it untrue.
On that matter, we disagree, Matron. There is no gray. There is a fine line between light and dark. What people think is gray is the pursuit of their own power and their own whims, which they believe are just. I do not think that my way is the only way that will save Darren. I repeat, what I believe is no way will save him as long as that holocron is strapped to his chest. When that is gone, he can pursue the stillness in the way he chooses. Of course. And if he asks, what do the Jedi think about this? I can instruct him in that.
Oh, the path of the witches. I could instruct him in that.
I think the important thing to Darren is that the item is his people. They're the so it's the soul of his people, which we can't, we don't want to see anyone else's people destroyed, like yours were, Oran, or mine were. So I have a question. Is there a move here that we need to do?
Well, I was gonna say, can I roll a
Oh.
move to get the nature of the holocron again? Because I'm trying to
Ooh.
remember our knowledge of it, and it's like my experience with it is different than I think what you guys experienced with it when you found it. And so I kind of want to know what we all know together, but it's
We
just a thought.
also have talk sense. We also have fill your belly and forge a bond, which are all kind of options.
Yes, I would love for some bonds to be forged from the very
I think
moment
I
of
might have
this
broken my
conversation.
bond with Oran, looking at the. Yeah, I think I broke the bond with Oran.
Nice.
So Cody, what should you roll to?
That's a great question.
Look closely, maybe?
Yeah. When you.
Yeah, it's super interesting. I hesitate because the holocron's so closely tied to Darren, and Darren's not here to keep you from observing it. That's the only hesitation I have, but I do
Oh,
think
but
this is.
you might not be able to locate it physically, but he could reach out through the force to it.
That's true. That's very true. We also
Before
can.
we
Yeah, go ahead.
move into that, since we've just said, Oren and I have just said this thing of, you'll teach him the Jedi, I will teach him the way that of the Dathomiri, then and I look across at Oren. Would that be satisfactory to you to give him options?
If that is what it takes for this poison to be removed, then of course that is what I would be agreeable to that.
Then, can we form a bond?
Yes. Yeah, I was gonna say we should. Yeah, we'll have more.
If so, then perhaps together we can sense what this holocron wishes.
Ooh, form a bond so you can work and hope together. That is
And
dope.
then I let you do the look closely as we open up to the force. And I'll give you hope in the role.
Okay, cool. Let's do that. I Also, hey, we just filled our bellies with hearty food and discussion. Do we need to do that move as well?
You should. That was one of the purposes of setting it here. So let us do that before we move on and forget.
I also have fill your belly, use as much food as you want to heal. Anyone trying to compete can use one food to heal an extra damage. I can't help you recover your elder arts that way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to... I will, when I fill my belly, I'll unmark one of my elder arts. So I'll do that. And then what else does fill your belly do? It just does one thing. It just
damages.
Got it. Yep. I don't have any of that. Okay.
So that means Chevelle, so you can your sense is damaged, I think.
Yes, it is.
Actually, it's back to fixed because we had a
breakdown.
I can never fill my belly.
That's right. You just automatically heal. So you're
and good. that's why the nemesis is so angry, because they can't eat a nice meal.
It's some food.
This food means nothing to me. All right, so I'm rolling look closely through the force, which is a sense move. So it's plus three, and it's 3d6 because I'm rolling in hope. Do I mark that bond? Is that how that works, Tyler?
No, we're just doing this together. So we don't
okay,
have
we're just it. We're acting together.
It sticks
okay.
together, yeah.
Okay, so maybe
that's
I
just see... with companions.
Got it. I could see this not happening right at the dinner table, but maybe after, you know, Zop's gone and we finish the meal, we go to a quiet corner of the ship and meditate, and let's see what we get.
Yeah, quiet corner of the
oh
ship.
Oh my!
Oh yes, I love that reaction.
A one, a four, and a one. So a four and a one plus three is eight. But geez, Louise.
That plus three to save your bacon.
Yeah, wow. Truly.
Wow. Whoa. Okay. Looking closely, a 7 to 9.
So I get to ask the questions, and one of them we're going to find out the hard way. Mm-hmm. Reaching out with the force to this holocron.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
So, Oron, you reach out and you feel Matron Chevaeosa on the Reeves beside you, the two of you walking through the force, moving at the speed of thought and emotion. You recognize, Oron, that you have slipped into the pathways, the world between worlds. Matron Chevaeosa, this is perhaps something you have heard in the legends of the Night Sisters, this place that exists between places, but I don't imagine that that's something Chevaeosa has discovered on her own.
It Fair? Might be a little connected with the web jumping I do from place to place.
Oh, that's true. So maybe you have taken this. Oh, I like that a lot. Yeah. So this place is not unfamiliar to you. You travel through that to reach towards this holocron, and you see it there, red, glowing with malevolence, and there's a nimbus around it. Ask your questions as you look closely.
What is going on here? What do my senses tell me?
What your senses tell you is that this holocron does hold the key to the stillness, but that it is caged. And that the cage itself is malevolent, that there is a spirit that keeps the stillness, and is what has been speaking with Darren.
The cage itself is the thing speaking.
Yes.
Okay.
The
next
stillness
question.
Is stillness. It doesn't speak. It doesn't have a personality. The cage was of Sith design.
Okay. Tell me about the cage. What are they doing? What will they do next?
The cage. The cage is made of material and a design that you have not yet seen. It is something steps beyond what you have seen in a Sith holocron. I mean, it's a Jedi holocron. Yeah. So. Sorry, I'm just glancing at the question again. So tell me about, you did the tell me about or
Yep.
the
Tell me about what are they doing? What will they do next?
cool. Yes. So the cage, the spirit in the cage, it is slowly creeping into Darren. What will it do next if unfettered? The power of the Sith holocron will manipulate and take over Darren. Darren will become the new Cage.
Oren doesn't seem so crazy now, does he? Okay. And the third question, and one of, yeah, oh, that's all. And one of these I will find out the hard way. So yeah, we'll see what that is. The third one is what? Oh boy. Okay, hold on. Tell me about it. How could it hurt me? How could it help me? No. What will happen if I were to destroy the holocron?
So you, this force version of yourself, you and Matron Chevales, of the two of you, surround on either side of the holocron. Oron is asking questions that you, Matron Chevales, also want to know. The two of you, it is uncovering. And then Oron, when you concentrate on what would happen if you were to destroy the cage, you see rising up from the cage and coalescing into a form that you recognize is the form of Matos. If you destroy the cage, you will destroy him. This future version of your son. And Matron Chevales, because you helped, you also get a peek into this. You understand who this is, Matos.
And if I can point of clarification, but if I can't ask this, it's fine. When it's the when I see Matos, is it the version I saw in the cave, that dark side future?
Yes, it
So,
is. It is the NPC listed on row 16 of our NPCs tab. It
okay.
is the
So,
dark version.
I'm interpreting this as that will destroy this dark side version of him from existing in my mind. That's Cody's justifying it that way. Okay, cool. Those are the three questions. I think,
Does that feel hard, a hard way enough for you?
you know, yes, yes, and yes,
Okay.
and no. You know, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Everything's fine. I think actually the hard way might be Matron having that information about Mattos as well. Returning to our forms on the ship, Oron, you know, opens his eyes and he says to the matron, "You saw it too. You saw what I saw, yes? You understand what I mean now when I speak of this poison."
Poison of your own loins.
That is not my son. That is something from another time and another place, but that has not yet come to pass.
And not continue to influence Darren. I'm in agreement.
Good. Now we just
Sweet.
have to figure out the next step. What was that, Tyler?
I said, I can think of one.
Oh, no. Yeah, let's cut from there.
Yeah, let's cut. Let's cut. Greg, you had said Zop wanted to, after this heated conversation over dinner, you wanted to reach out to Whisper?
Yeah, I'm invoking what we talked about. I want to trade in that favor. Zop doesn't have time to rest and talk, pontificate over the moral dilemmas.
He's got stuff to do.
Zinj must fall. Yeah, so pipes in the contact information for Whisper.
Nice.
We've held up our side of the bargain.
Nice.
And I imagine she's like located now in one of the palaces of Dathomir, right? Like yes. She's not stuck behind a bar anymore.
Oh no, she's already started moving up in the world. I think that you find the person who feels the call to hand it off to her is Swanna, right. Who also has moved up alongside her, still the person in charge of security. And she has a lovely view of what you see on Tyler's background there, the Dathomirian flats. She smiles, but it's a predatory smile. I see you come back to me already.
Yes.
How may I repay my debt to you?
Hold on. I need a name. 1 second. Dang it. Where's the Empire tab? Oh, oh, there it is. Okay. All the way on the right. Nope, 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 nope. Where's our evil people?
The Empire. So if you go to the three lines, all sheets, you can actually spin up and down and look at every tab. It goes Fellowship, Rebellion, the Empire.
Oh, shoot. I was right there the whole time. All right. Way to break the flow. We need the Queen. Sintel. Hmm.
Ah, I'm sorry. There's so many queens.
Yes. Unfortunately. Queen Sintel. She's going to have a engine problem.
Oh. Interesting. And here I thought you were coming to me over the bounty placed on your head, but I guess you needn't worry about that.
Whisper, my time is short. She's going to have an engine problem, and it's going to happen at Voss.
Very well. I will give you her location, and then my debt to you is paid, and whatever you do with that information, you did not receive it from me. And as for your opposition,
you think
queens,
someone will
you
live?
Must think again, because in Dathomir there are some who have referred to me as a queen for some unknown reason. I, of course, have not taken such a title.
Do not fear. No one will survive the ambush.
Very well.
My Chevalier is coming for you.
Oh, I appreciate that information.
It's nothing you didn't already know.
Is there anything more, or are we done?
We are done.
So be it. And then you have done it. Yay! No! All right, sweet. That was short and sweet. I love that you just blew past the hey, there's a bounty on your head. That's great. I
Oh,
love that.
whatever. There's always a
Whatever.
bounty on my head.
Yeah, exactly. It was just whatever. You knew about that, right? Surely you did.
Already dealt with that before.
Cool. So, do we want to talk through dealing with Noles Sintel, the queen of the Zygerian Empire, or at least Zygeria the planet?
Well, I picked Voss because it's also kind of far from Dathomir. We gotta do that long journey move.
Yeah, maybe we do a journey. That sounds fun. Ask him a lot of her. Lure her all the way out to. Where is Voss?
It's not far from Zygeria, but we're not anywhere near Voss.
It's true.
Not
There it
even on a
is.
spacing lane. Yeah.
Yeah. Voss from our intel is not weird. It's not there at all. Like, I haven't added a entry for Voss. Why would I not do that? So weird. All right.
Wow, Wikipedia doesn't even have an entry on Voss.
Was
No, that
Voss
can't be correct.
one of ours? Is that one we
Voss might refer to Quinlan Voss, of course, or Dryden Voss, but
know?
no planet
I
Voss.
see Voss is a different font, so I think that's one planet
VO
we created.
VOSS. Voss is real.
VOSS?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
If it's located in the Teon cluster in the Outer Rim territories, then
Yes, it is.
it might
The
just
Voss
be.
system, I've never
Making
heard of him.
it. Making
Voss
it.
isn't a system, it's a man.
Well, sweet. We'll have to add another S then to Star Wars. Voss. There it is. One of the main planets. In the Voss system, the Allied Town se sector of the Outer Rim. The original native species is the Gormak. Interesting. Cool. Great. So you guys need to make a journey, and I think that's what we will do next. That intrigues me. So let's talk about that move. It is in. Is that in the
It's
game
on
reference or
game
the
reference,
moves?
yeah.
Okay, because I
And
thought
I'm
so.
curious, is Chvalsa even in this incorporeal state?
I'm
Is
not
she?
incorporeal. I'm there fully.
Oh, you're there fully. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Are
Yeah, I've
you you're
traveled the
along with
land.
us on this journey? Yeah, okay.
I am.
Awesome. Okay, a long journey. A journey is a story of point A to point B. During a journey, each player will tell us an event that happened along the way, starting with whomever you like. The Overlord may frame the event by asking a player a question first, such as, what did you find off the beaten path, or what was really dangerous about this leg of the journey? After someone describes the event, they choose another player at the table. And they will tell us how they handled the event. Give each event as much or as little detail as it needs. The Overlord also sets a scene during this journey, telling the Fellowship how their minions made the journey harder. After every event has been resolved, you make it to your destination.
It is the cool signature move of Fellowship, and I use it in so many other games.
Very cool.
I have
I'm
an event I
excited.
would love to have happen.
Well, then I guess you're leading us off.
Okay. So I think we see Oron. It's late at night on the ship. And he's patrolling, sort of doing rounds, doing his meditative thinking big, weird philosophical thoughts. And he turns the corner, and on the ground is a vibra rapier. It's Zop's vibra rapier. And as he leans down or looks around to figure out what's going on, he hears the heavy sound of Zop's boots behind him. Pick it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Pick up the vibro rapier, kind of hold it aloft. Looks like you dropped this, friend.
And Zop has another vibra rapier on him, right? And just brings it up to point.
Moron. Rolls it in his hand till he has the hilt in his hand. This will help me clear my mind. You always know just when I need it. Let's keep it light, though, shall we?
Zop does not hold back.
Yeah, I think Oron is very much on the defensive. And it's the kind of thing where if you've ever had a friend who's really mad. And
Yes.
you want to diffuse that situation. You're like, I know you're going through some stuff. So he's just kind of blocking, like, okay, yes. Oh, you got me up. It's he's doing his best to try and diffuse some of the emotions he's feeling from Zop.
Yes. Yeah. And Zop is working through some stuff on his own. There's moments where you're not entirely sure that Zop is actually
Going to
fence
stop.
it, going to fence. Yeah. Maybe we're not exactly just parrying and what's the term? I can't remember it. Sparring. Maybe we're not exactly just sparring. You tell me how it ends, though.
I think it ends with Zop kind of is burning through his energy, and he beats Oren back. Oren falls back into a bulkhead and kind of trips, and Zop has the point of the rapier to Oren to for a killing blow if he wanted it, and Oren isn't worried in this moment. He knows it'll be okay. He kind of looks up exhausted at Zop. He just tells him, "You win again, friend. You're very talented. You're a great asset to the rebellion and to us. You're a good friend."
You fight better with this than with your lightsaber.
That's worrisome to hear, but perhaps it is just more familiar with training with this blade. It's not often I get to spar with such intensity with a saber.
Will you be making another one?
I don't know.
And that's where Zop leaves it.
Very interesting. Who wishes to tell us about the next step in your journey?
I have something in mind, but it's unfortunately, I don't know if it'll work or if or this would be one you would have to set up, Rich. I would be very curious what. We can't know what Darren's doing, but perhaps Oron and the Matron feel what the holocron is doing during the journey. Almost as if, almost like maybe it's a scene, as if you're outside of a room and you can only hear one side of the conversation.
Okay. We'll have to make note of this so that if we do a catch-up scene with Kate next week, that we work this in. But I think perhaps, Oron, you have a fitful dream as you now hear the voice of the holocron And it sounds like the Matos you saw before as he torments Darren, saying, "He is as weak as a lightsaber. You see how he has left it behind, shedding away everything until all that is left is an old man." We're not sure if you like, how does Darren respond?
Yeah.
We don't know. But is there any, is that your whole step of the journey, you think? Or do you have something else, a follow-on from that you're interested in?
I think that can be fine as a kind of a placeholder for Kay getting a whole scene when we come back next week.
Okay. Yeah. But per the edict of the move itself, you're supposed to introduce a thing that another player
resolves. Right. So that's what I'm saying. I'm introducing this scene
for Kay to resolve next.
Exactly, yeah. It's a cutaway for a setup for a flashback.
Future scene, sure.
I love a pocket future scene, yeah.
Yeah. We have now made such a thing. Sounds good. Cool. Who do you choose to go next, or who wants to step up? We got Steven Tyler and then moi, little old moi.
I got one. I think as we're, we're jumping point to point, we're, doing Star Trek flight. Star Wars flight, sorry. As we have a point where we come back into real space to make, to move around to get to the next jump, I think we're intercepted. And I think that we have a Star Cruiser and TIE Fighters that begin moving in to intercept us. And I'm going to hand off to you, Greg. How do we resolve this space problem?
So we jump in. We're about to make the recalibrations because we're trying not to be tracked. I think that's why this is taking so long, right? Plus, we have to wait for Whisper's people to sort of get in line. And it's the Imperial Interdictor Cruisers, the one with the big gravity wells.
Ooh.
Flies in at the exact same time. And as it starts to deploy its TIE fighters, we realize very quickly that we are outnumbered. It is a running gun battle. It's tense. Darren is nowhere to be seen as the captain of the ship. Who steps up as captain? Because it's not Zop. Is it Chevalsa herself?
Well, that'd be funny.
And pilot is the church. Okay. I was going to say, Chirdal is the pilot. Versi is the officer. We got Ping Ping the engineer. Yep. And yeah, maybe Chevalsa has taken over a role somewhere on this journey.
I've certainly served in that capacity before, so I think, yeah, I think there's probably just a, what is going on here? And just like innately begin giving out orders.
I love it. And you probably have some insight for us on how to avoid it. But just as we're about to get cornered, a whole wing of Republic Starfighters jumps in to save us, giving us just enough time to escape and move on.
Nice. Man, they're like digging this deep into the.
And for people at Star Wars Saturdays, it's like the people from one of the Starfighter games. It's one of those wings. It's like, yeah. Totally okay. Anyway. My Murielon or one of the other ones. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. be that for sure. Awesome. So it's me or Steven, and I get to think about how the companions make things worse for you.
Do you have something, Rich?
I don't yet, but I will have one if you go before me.
So I was just looking it up. I think I'm going to steal something from another Powered by the Apocalypse World game, which is Cramped Quarters. I think on this long trip, we're struggling quite a bit. And Nanta goes around and talks to everyone to kind of keep their spirits up. I think to Zop, he comes back with some equipment from that junk room that we saw and needs a little bit of help fashioning something to go along with his mount, maybe a spear or something like that, so he has decent, you know, reach if someone attacks him, so he can go hunting better. What do you think about helping me with, you know, how does it feel to spend some time fashioning a weapon with Nanta?
I think it's for the first time in the journey that you actually see, you know, old Zop for a moment. When you've asked him for help in fashioning a weapon, he gets calmer, and he gets a little, it actually is a bit like older times, right? Maybe where you would have worked together on other projects, and Zop actually like lets out a laugh, which is a strange sound. Haven't heard that in a couple days.
Does the Tanwha clan have a marking or some?
Yeah, it's a bloom. It's one of the flowers of Rhodia. It's like this flower bloom.
Do I ask you about your tattoo that you have? Yeah. The bloom. And you know, when do I get mine?
Another member must accept you. But they have been corrupted by Zinj. In time, Nanta.
And I think that's where we close that down. And I think I go to Auron, and I talk to Auron briefly and say, I think the word of your family has gotten out. It seems like everyone now knows. Have you discussed this with your mate?
Nanta, that's very kind of you. I forgot that I put this burden on you for so long. Yes, Versi and I are known now. She should know. After when we were leaving Dathomir, you might have missed it. Still, I should probably talk to her about that. It is a change of the situation, I suppose. A change of the normalcy that we had for so long. It will make some things difficult, I imagine.
Seems like it would especially be difficult with Darren. That's something you might want to talk to Versi about or handle with Darren before it becomes bad for her.
You're right. Thank you, Nanta. You know, you said I was the conscience. I don't think that's true. I think that's you, little guy.
I just fill bellies. It's fine. Was there anything else you wanted from that scene? And then I think we see Nanta with Matron Shaveosa. And Nanta, you know, where do you think you'd be on the ship? Have you found quarters?
I think probably there, I've been given some small berth, and okay, that's enough for me.
I think I go to your area, you know, the birth that you have, and I tell you, you are an unknown. I'm keeping my eyes on you. I don't know if you're one of us, or if you're one of them, or if you're just you. Maybe the last one's the most dangerous, because it could destroy us all. Do you want to become the new Zenge? Is that your purpose?
Desire to see my home free. I have no wants for a new empire. But would you accept me as one of yours? Would you put aside what happened in the past?
Have you seen? You've talked to Zop. Zop has a colorful past. And you've talked to Auron. Auron has traveled all over and comes from a people who are no more, but are very rigid in their beliefs. And you've talked to Darren. Darren, he was very spoiled and pampered whenever he started and joined us. What makes you any different? If you follow our way and are willing to sacrifice as we have, then doesn't that make you a part of the group?
It's a part of what happened to your home. They were not.
You said you were a part of what happened to
your home.
Yeah. So you did to others what had happened to you. Have you moved past that? I don't know that I can ever forgive you for hurting me in the same way that others hurt you. But I can understand it. It's no different from what I'm doing today.
That was no breaker for your people. But I am sorry for what happened to them.
We both know forgiveness is earned, not given, as others like to say. So I think I'm watching you, and we will see through your actions what you really mean. Is there anything else you wanted from that scene?
No, I think that's good.
And then the last one is we see Nanta go up to Darren's door and knock on it. And there's no answer, and knock on it. And then turn around and go back to the galley.
Cool. I have checked the safety tools, but reminder that we do have safety tools, but I checked the lines and veils and needed to tweak this. So it's tweaked. But this is how one of your companions makes the journey more difficult. Tezi is your companion, Nanta. And so she excitedly comes to you when she tell you that she has arranged for two whole squads of stormtroopers who want to turn and join the rebellion. She personally vouches for the sergeant of the first squad who has brought the others along, and they have left. They have left the Empire. They've all gone AWOL and await to join you at Moribund, the planet closest to Voss. So when these stormtrooper exiles are taken in their shuttle, I'm curious, and when one of them reveals to have had a bomb planted in them, who is there in the hold? I think Matron Shavalesa, for some reason, you are there. But who else would have gone to greet these new members, these new rebels?
There's no way Zop's not there.
Yeah, I think Oran's there too. Nanta's speech about, you know, leading by example and showing better paths has really rang true with him, and so he's doing his best to really embody that. And so, oh, there's new members to the rebellion. He's got to be there to help.
Yeah.
This is the cargo hold of our ship where we are picking up the troopers.
Yes. They arrive in a battered, like, ancient Lambda class shuttle. One of the wings is shorn off. They come into the hangar bay, and you all are there. But again, Stephen, I interrupted. What was, do you think Nanta's there or just watching?
Nanta's definitely keeping an eye on things, but standing in the background, basically letting everyone else, he's watching the matron, he's watching Zop to see how they all interact, ready to step in if, you know, Zop starts shooting or you know, Tezi hates, or Tezi is frightened of the matron, and I want to make sure that interaction goes okay. So I'm just kind of watching, yeah. But I'm
there. She's still one of my companions as well.
Uh-huh. So she's frightened of the matron, but she does what the matron says.
Well, and I'm very suspicious of this. I'll just lay my baseline. I'm very suspicious.
Cool. I'm just saying Matron's there because this explosion could be our perfect excuse of why Matron is not here for next session. That's all that is just making space for that excuse.
So having filled my belly, this is a bit of a quantum ogre thing. I get to clear one of my things. I was going to clear seance, but I could clear smell danger and react before the bomb goes off.
That would be interesting.
Okay. I will mark smell danger.
Yeah, it make a lot of sense that Zop would have like some kind, would be doubtful and be looking for weapons, right?
Yeah, so I think there's like a review, right? It's the opposite of the Emperor thing, where mm-hmm. he lands in his shuttle and like we're all arranged all neatly on the sides. We're not doing that, but everyone's there in the cargo hold as it comes in and lands, and Zop starts, you know, doing the door security as you would do at a bar or something, and it's checking over these stormtroopers, and there's this one, and his eyes are a little wild. And before he can activate it, I'll mark smell danger, and I'm just gonna finish them.
Interesting. That sounds wild. Let's see how that goes. As you draw on these, and the troopers, they arrived without weapons, right? They're trying to show, hey, we're no threat. We're trying to join you. We've left. You see, there are some that have signs of torture. They've had it rough. Some of them have hard eyes. Some seem hollow, but this one His eyes seem wild, almost drugged, perhaps.
I could talk sense. Hold on. Let me.
But let's be clear. There is an ask first on suicide. This is not suicide. This is not a suicide bomber. This is a person who doesn't realize he's going to blow up, just so we're clear.
Oh, okay. Doesn't realize that he's been put.
So that's probably what you determine with your, smell danger.
Yeah.
Is that
Okay.
someone is inadvertently, this is hidden from everyone.
Well, then I'm going to overcome. That would be okay. I thought
That
this
sounds
was like
good.
an implanted thing. Okay. This is like there's something attached to
Yeah,
them
we
that's
have yeah,
rigged his
because we
voice.
have an ask. That's where I was. I altered it. I was thinking
Nope.
of
Perfect.
that.
I
That was
like
my
it.
first thought, but then I realized, oh, okay, then this person has effectively a cortex bomb. He's not aware he's carrying. Maybe it's a more recent surgical addition that you could pick up, but we'll see how you deal with this.
So in that case, I'm gonna try to like grab it out of them. It is surgically implanted. Is that how we're doing this?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty metal. It's okay with that. Zop like grabs it and rips it out and is gonna try to throw it. He's moving as fast as he possibly can to throw it out the force field door, right, that the Lambda shuttle pulls in through, to get it away from everybody else. I think this is courage.
Sounds good. Let's see how this
We have a
goes.
bond.
We do, Chevalso.
How about as you pull it out, I recognize what it is and move to your side as you throw it and
Oh, and force push it?
yeah.
I love it. Does that
So
give me
I'll give
hope?
you hope.
I think it does. Yeah, that sounds exactly like it would give you hope to keep the bond from killing these troopers and also disabling your hangar and hurting a lot of people. I would
Yeah.
damage everyone's stat who's here. ASAP.
Zop betrayed me. That was so this is a moment of truth for us that like I think you're about to force push me out of the airlock. All right, here we go. Plus two. Set us up the bomb. Here we go. Rolling. Oh, not good. That's a five.
That is a seven.
That is a seven.
Okay.
Woo!
On a 7 to 9, choose one. Pay a prize to take the 10 plus result, which is you stop the obstacle threat,
Yep.
cut or move from causing harm. Or you can create a temporary solution. So you pay a prize to take the result, or you create a temporary solution. Temporary solution delays the threat. The time of flutters. I'm not sure how that makes sense to
I
me. So I
will
think
pay the
you will
price.
basically, like, it will be a mixed result, meaning you save most of the people, but damage certainly
Yeah.
happens.
I will pay the price. I think it's Zop's cybernetic arm that he grabs us with. It's strong. It's able to just get something out of somebody very quickly. And as he throws it, Matron Chvalsa takes his arm with. It flies out past the grid and explodes. And Zop is now disarmed of his do arm of Durasteel.
And
Okay.
as a result of causing a fellow or a person in the fellowship, you lose your bond with me as well. Anytime that stuff happens that causes damage between us, a bond
Ah,
is lost.
a bond is lost. I am losing all of the bonds.
That's what a war machine does.
It's Nanta. Nanta is the only one I trust anymore. Although I don't know, we could argue that Oron and I forged a bond in the middle scene. I don't think we're
Oh,
quite there
please.
yet.
That feels good to me. If you guys agree, it definitely met the expectations of it.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
I like forging bonds and then breaking them. It's great.
It shows evolution of character.
All right,
Okay.
I'm writing, Oran has shown me he will rise to the occasion when needed. I trust him again.
I'm writing, Zop needs a friend.
Oh.
Zop does need a friend. Oh, and now we don't. Oh, okay. I've got an idea. Steven, is R0's arm still around?
Yes, we absolutely have like all of this old junk that's in the back.
Yeah.
And we've got a battle droid arm, we have R0's arm, we have, I mean, R0 is pretty much repairable. We just
Yeah.
need to, yeah.
Okay. Well, we can explore that maybe next time. Yeah.
And
Oh,
I
but
think
man.
during this whole process, Nanta sees you reach out and like screams and it, you're going to hurt one of these people that we've just taken in who've already been hurt enough, and sees you actually rip something out of them, and then the you and the matron push it out, throw it out, and it explodes, and Nanta, reevaluates life a little bit and says, I should trust these people more.
And I think Zop screams out, "Singe will stop at nothing."
Perfect. I think that is where we end. We pick up with the
I
ship.
have a way of getting
Ooh,
myself out, if you'd
let's do
like.
it. Let's do it. What do you like?
Okay. Then, as we're preparing for our last jump where Whisper is set up, I will kind of get everyone together to say, it is probably best if I provide you access. I will arrange the codes so that you can get as close as possible. What it does is, since I'm working with the Fellowship at the moment, it gives a weakness to the Empire for their action. Something they can call on at some point, that's part of that activity, a weakness for Empire. Something they can just call on in a moment to overcome an obstacle.
Somebody note that. That is really cool.
Should be able to get as close as possible. I will try to come in and assist if I am able. And your session goes very long. And it happens again in the next session. But if not, know that I am hoping for your victory. And we have, I think my ship has come in to kind of meet up here. Perhaps as a sign of good faith and a means to help Darren. I'm not sure. I don't think last session y'all had this happen. Correct me if I'm wrong. But a shuttle comes for my ship, pick me up, and as I get on, Darren's sister gets off.
Nice. Yeah, I really like that. So
Ooh.
we have the reaction, and that's the thing. Like then she disembarks and runs forward towards Darren, the NPC, and they hug.
And I leave. But I will, before I leave, move over to Nanta and offer my hand as I'm leaving. Do you take it?
Ananta looks up at you and then leans forward and actually, like, I'm much shorter than you, like, hugs your leg, right? And says, there's a lot depending on you. We wish you luck. May you find your way.
I think there's a momentary stiffening, and then I sort of lean down and hug the top of your shoulders. I know you're watching.
Always.
And I turn and go to my shuttle and leave.
Well, yeah, I think we have a bit of a music swell from a John Williams-like soundscape there, and that is where we will bring the session to a close. I will write up that you guys avoided a dark fate, and I think you get a, it's not a small army, maybe like some seasoned trooper warriors, damaged stormtroopers, turncoats, the stormtrooper exile. So I'll write that up. That is something that you guys got as a benefit for avoiding my terrible fate. So, questions. Did you strike a blow against the Empire or its leaders?
We've set up the strike. I don't think we did the strike. Yeah. Did you?
We did get troopers, right?
You did.
But I
Okay,
think
I
it's
don't
a
think that's good
reward on its
enough.
own.
Yeah, I
Okay.
think that's the
Sounds
reward.
good.
Did you protect the common folk from harm? No, I'll allow for a yes there.
Yes. I threw my arm out into space and it exploded.
Did
That's
you learn
true.
something new about the Empire and its plans? I think you had to, right? To set up this thing with no less and you're acting directly against the lieutenant. So we'll say two yeses. And for each yes answer, you can choose one of the following options: refreshing a piece of gear, choosing a stat to heal. I don't think anyone has any stats to heal, and the Fellowship and the Empire each choose a player to level up.
Can I use that to refresh my piece of gear? I'm not gonna, basically just to get my arm back. I'm not gonna get my Durasteel arm back, but just so I have my other arm.
Sure, I'm okay
Okay.
with that. That means that you're choosing, everyone gets to refresh a piece of gear. Does anyone else have gear they need to refresh?
Anybody? Yeah,
I
or don't you
spent.
have spells?
Do they count as gear? Yes.
No, I think they only get refreshed from
It's
Fill
an
Your
only a
Belly.
recovery. It's not a.
Yeah, my elder arts, when you drop a when you fill your belly mark spell, when you recover, remove all marks. But it doesn't seem like it counts as gear, so.
How long was this trip? Does this count as a recover?
It doesn't, because that's an action that you do nothing else and the Empire gets to do something.
Yes.
Unless we wish to, if you wanted to say we took a recovery, but then Rich would get to advance his plans, have something set up nasty for him.
Come on, it's fine.
I would like that. I wanted
Yeah.
to do recover, but I mean we can do that at the start of the next one too. We can
No,
say
let's.
we can say after this
Well,
mission
if
there's a
this will give
recover.
Rich a chance to go
Yeah.
ahead and plan for what the awful is, if we go
Yes.
ahead and
Yeah,
say we
that
did
sounds
the
good.
recover.
That sounds good. Cool. So the plan is you're going to recover and I'll get to tick off a move. Great. Sounds good. So what's your
I
second
also
advance?
recovered some of the food I used during Fill Your Belly.
I too used food, so I can recover that.
And then we have one more,
Yes,
right?
you do.
And
What's
that's
everybody's
advancement.
levels at? I'm at
What is Darren
five.
at?
We're all at five
Everyone's
right
at
now.
five.
Yeah.
Well, you know who's getting leveled up then?
Yep.
Oh,
So we need
yeah.
to pick someone.
Did you,
I think.
as a group, and maybe think about this. I'll hold off on what I pick. Talk with Darren, talk with Kay next time. Are y'all accepting me as part of the fellowship? And have that as a discussion.
Do we all have to agree, or does only one of us have to
Well,
agree?
it's a meta. It's
Yeah.
both a meta and a character thing, so because then I can pick the redeemed.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, actually, I think at this point Zop is accepting Shabelsa as part of the fellowship.
Because it's the sort of thing, if I've only got two left, wouldn't be so bad if I go ahead and moved into the redeemed.
Neat.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next time, but
But
I
y'all,
think
yeah,
we're leaning
y'all
that
have
way.
that talk
Yeah.
with me not present. That's a good thing.
And off camera, so you shall never know what is discussed.
Uh,
Oh, don't
I
do it
th
off camera.
I think Auron leveled up this session.
I
That's my
see. I
opinion.
think Nanta, you, or perhaps while we were all doing our thing, perhaps
Darren.
Darren with the holocron leveled up. That would be
So,
weird,
Oren,
though, but maybe.
have you thought about what you would take next?
No, I the last two, the last level up, I did the increasing my stats because I haven't really had any idea of what I would do next.
I
I
was
like
hoping there was one that would fit well with, story-wise. Like, if you were, I want to stick to the Jedi code, and maybe something, a move works well for that. Or if it's, I want to explore and broaden my horizons, maybe there's a good move for that. So.
That the next time I level up will probably be one of those destiny paths, but I don't need to do it right now. I would want to look at it some more.
My vote would go to, well, I guess if I'm in the fellowship, I get at least an advisory. I think
Yeah.
Nanta or Darren makes sense to me too.
Let's do
Yeah.
that for Darren then. That just means that Kay will have to figure out what they're doing, last minute before the session starts. I guess we
Yeah.
can let them know over in the
Yeah.
Slack.
Yep. Okay, so I moved it up from 5 to 6 for Darren on level.
Kay was in here to object. That's how you get leveled up. I love it.
Let's see. I mean, if you're part of the, why do I want to level up my turncoat redeemed? I don't want to level any of y'all up, but I have to do somebody. So.
We don't right now there's still it's like the quantum
Yeah, I'm still the bad
Yeah.
guy right now
Oh, well,
until
then let
I
me level you up
leveled
while you're a bad
up.
guy. All right, take that level.
Okay,
Boom, while you're still bad. Until you tell me that you're not bad, I'll level you up. Cool. Let's quickly transition to stars and wishes. We start with wishes so we can end with stars. So what? Oh, Cody, make sure you are
I'm on it.
muting, my friend. Thank you, sir. Who's
I'll
got
hear you. I'll be right back.
who's got wishes to throw?
I'll start with my wishes. This session was fantastic, and it sounds more like a star, but this session was great. I wish we could have more sessions like this. I wish this game could continue. That's a wish, but I recognize that's not something you really want to happen. When you get too much of a good thing, then it kind of drags on. And I'm glad that we're talking about this is when we need to finish. This is how the story needs to end, because that makes the best sense. So it makes the best for the story and for us. So yeah, I think my wish is more sessions like this, but it's important that we keep the goal in mind.
Any other wishes?
Not that I can think of right now. Yeah.
All right, who's next?
I would love to have a scene, some opportunity for Zop to indoctrinate Nanta into the Tenwa clan before his eventual death. Putting that out there, I'm very excited to see the redeemed version of Matron Chavaelsa, if that's the route we take. Yeah, and then I would love to see a moment between Zop, Darren, and Auron about. I would love. I'm waiting for, and I know it's going to be like the last session we do. I'm super excited about the final confrontation over the holocron, and its destiny. So excited for all that, and it's not too far away now. So I'm assuming, yeah.
Any other wishes?
I'll throw out a wish here. I wish for more of those journey moves, like any more of those moves that we haven't hit that are like little fiddly bits that have something like the Empire. What is the move? What was it called? Like Crush's Rebellion. Like I'd like to see more of that. Like any last little bits of this game that we haven't started hitting on, I want to see all of it come into play.
Yep, I agree. I agree.
My two wishes. One wish, I wish that I could have been here for every session. I really think it is unfortunate because a lot of flow, and it is, it's my fault, my schedule, but it is unfortunate because I think that's the story could have been really, really nifty if I could have been here to participate. So I regret that I wasn't able to be here with you all the time. Couldn't be helped, but I regret that because this has been really excellent. And when we are all together, I think it flows marvelously well. Y'all do amazing things when I'm not here, but there's something to these moments, and they seem so disjointed. And I regret that I have stupid work. My other wish, is that with Kay coming back, I look forward to seeing kind of the fallout of this knowledge of the Holocron, this really momentous sort of discussion that was had about but not with Darren. So I'm really looking forward to that and how that's presented to Darren. I think that's going to be very interesting.
Good. Tyler, you went last with wishes. You get to go first with stars if you want.
Oh, fuck, this is just amazing. I mean, so much good stuff. Get parlor talk is, I mean, we all got together, had a good long conversation. That's role playing. That's the fun of any game. Zop and this new Destiny playbook and how you're playing that character, Greg. So intense. So good to see that difference. Oh my God. Oren, the debate and the argument back and forth just was hitting. It was good. Oh, so good. I love Oren's certainty and at the same time worry over what everything is moving towards. That is just really well done. And Stephen, oh my goodness, not to just, oh, he just kills me every time you bring out so much from every other player. You are such a generous role player. It is so good to have any opportunity to play with you. And what you brought out of this character of mine is so much more than I saw. And I just have to thank you. It is amazing. And Rich, giving us the freedom and the time to play today. When we know there is some time restrictions, and yet you just opened it up and let it flow, and it was, I mean, it was just, it's brave GMing, and everything was in controlled with, the images and the stuff you did bring in, and the as we got that holocron, it's like, oh, sure, so good, so well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Cool. Thank you, Tyler. Cool. So, Cody, any stars still left out there?
Yeah, a few, and but I'll echo Steven, exactly what Tyler said. You are such a generous role player. Your descriptions of the food cooking and table setting is such, it's just wow, perfect little stuff. Also talking to Auron about what the Ewoks do to guide their people, that goes into that. What you bring out in the other players and the other characters is just, it's so great. So huge star to that. Tyler, great Force philosophy talk. The poison of your loins, man, what a shot. Absolutely the wildest stuff. I love it. Greg, I feel nothing. So good that you came in with that during that meeting, that you were just like, I'm out of this. So all the stuff you did, and also all the stuff you've created and done for Rodians, man, like you are the Rodian ambassador, and it's great. It's like, oh yeah, it's a Rodian flower. It's this thing. It's just like, this guy, He knows everything there is to know about Rodians. This guy loves Greedo. Love it. And Rich, yeah, big star for letting us go so hard with that dinner scene. I mean, that was like a third of the game easily was us having this kind of discussion. And I think it was a great time to have it because there was this thing of like, we should, even though Kay's not here, the discussion should be about Darren. Mm-hmm. Because Darren is like, oh, I'm pissed at all of you. I'm going into my room. It's like, well, yeah, we're going to talk about what's going on. We're not going to ignore this elephant in the ship. So I love that. So it was, yeah, big start of letting us have that in that moment.
It definitely paid off. I got to be an audience to some really awesome scenes. And then all of a sudden a move happened. Wait, they're mechanics? Oh. Cool. Steven, any last stars before Greg as well, but Steven?
Yeah, so again, everything was great. This session was very good in that, you know, we got that time. I really appreciate people saying, hey, let's go cook in the galley because that'll bring Nanta to us, and getting us all together. And then, just to be honest, I was literally typing in the chat, how can we get Tyler's character in on this discussion? Whenever, Tyler, you said, this is how I'm going to come in, I'm like, okay, good. Everybody took care of things for me. It was great. I really enjoyed that. And just like everyone else, that scene in the galley was fantastic. And everybody, you know, I really enjoyed the debate about what the Jedi way is. And then Zop saying, I'm out of here, and just getting up and leaving kind of in a huff. And then us having part of the conversation that he would have agreed with after he had left. That was all just very beautiful and it fit really well. So it was nice to open things up.
Cool. And then Greg, bring us home.
Yeah, I love that scene. That was a lot of fun. I love that we left and then the conversation turned to the parts that Zop would agree with. It was so good. And then Rich, big star for our dilemma. It was a good little twist there at the end. And Zop is once again without an arm. It sort of seems to happen all the time. Tyler, I love the turn that Chevalsa is making. It's I love that playbook. I love the way you're playing it. I'm so happy that so we have no session next, but then we have you for the next three sessions, right? Oh, it's gonna be so good. Where it's gonna get so unhinged. Oh no, we missed
you. Yeah, me. If there's not one next time, I'll be in the next one. I'll miss one. Be in the next.
Miss one. Okay. Still, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. And I
think
I
we
love
have the entire fellowship.
The entire
next
fellowship.
Time we play.
So good. Yeah, and I'm really looking forward. I love that we had the talk about Darren without Darren, because that's exactly what Darren is worried that we're doing. So
I think Kay's worried about it. I saw the Slack, like, Richard, what's going on?
Yeah, and then all of the journey moves, every one of those scenes was amazing. Just stars all around, all good. I loved every single bit of that. Excellent. You're right, Tyler. It's a great move. It needs to be in more things.
Thank you for reminding me of that. That was
I'd like to add on to your stars, Greg. I just realized, you know, I've been enjoying the tension from the Nemesis. Right, the Nemesis playbook. It's very good. And part of the thing it seems like we're working towards as a fellowship is to bring the Nemesis in. But knowing that there are destiny moves out there, there's also the tension that if we bring Chevalsa into the fellowship, all it takes is a level up and she could take the destiny trader, right? And then
no, I can't permanently take a destiny book.
Oh, you can't? Okay, so no, this is a one-way trip. If you join the fellowship, then you are a part of the fellowship, and you cannot turn on us. Oh, that see, I like correct. The idea of that tension being there. I like that tension of, you know, what happens if there's a traitor at the very last minute. So
could be Aura.
Maybe that's a wish then.
Right, yeah. Someone else could take the traitor, like Darren.
Oh, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Certainly could. Certainly could.
Interesting.
Good stuff. Great session. Thank you guys for giving me that seat and being able to play audience. It was super fun, and this was really, really good. I look forward to 2 weeks from now, because next week is May the 4th be with you, Minicon. Yay! I hope you guys all get into games and get to participate in some of that fun stuff. With that, we'll bring the recording to a close. Thank you all.